Hi, and welcome to the Authors Update podcast series. In today's episode, we're going to be thinking about the issues of home working and how to deal with the challenges of working remotely. I'm here with my colleague Kay, and together we're going to be aiming to give you some tips and tricks on how to get the most out of working at home. The first thing, obviously, is that working from home is going to be a lot different to being in the office or the lab where you'd normally be. So in that case, you really need to consider how it is you're going to approach this task. You need to plan a strategy. After all, fail to plan, plan to fail.
Well, I'd agree with that. And for me, one of the first things that I thought about when starting to work from home long term was that you need to really establish a routine for yourself and timetable in your daily activities. For example, personally, I use calendars a lot. I rely very heavily on my electronic calendar. A paper diary is just as good. This will help you just to stay on your normal sort of routine that you would have had in the office anyway. Then it might take a little while to settle down, but once you've got into the swing, it's well worth updating your colleagues, letting them know where you are, how you're working, the sort of hours you might be working if they're different. And in the meantime, don't be afraid to set your out-of-office message just so that everyone knows that you will be coming back soon and that you're just establishing a new way of working.
One of the other things that may be very useful in this situation is to make use of task management tools. So whether that's a checklist that you scribble down on some paper, or whether that's a system that you can get online or on in an app like something like Trello or Google Tasks or Asana, whatever works for you, but it may very well help you to plan and organise your days a little bit more easily. Whatever you're doing, though, make sure that you do vary the activities, and of course think about your mental health as well as your physical health. So think about tools and support systems you can bring into play. For example, things like mindfulness. There are plenty of really good videos, apps and tools out there to help you through this kind of time, so to make sure you use those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But in addition to that, I would say don't forget that you're not working 24 hours. You do need to take a few rest breaks while you're working from home as well, tempting as it may be to continue looking at your laptop all day long. Do take a break from the screen. This will help you to refresh mentally, to think more clearly. It'll be good for your eyesight. And also remember to drink. At work, in the office, I always have a bottle of water on my desk. I do tend to forget at home, so just try to remember that first thing in the morning. Get yourself something to drink, settle down at your desk, and try to carry on as normal.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe even go as far as setting an alarm for yourself. So every half hour, 45 minutes, whatever, you've got an actual reminder that's prompting you to get up, have a walk around the house, get hydrated, and just have a change of scene, basically. And while we're at it, let's think about the workspace. Obviously, if you're going into the office, you've got a dedicated workspace in all likelihood, and it's going to be the same thing for work at home. So consider where it is that you're going to be working. Set that space up. If you can make the same space every day, perfect. You want to think about all the issues that you would have in spending a lot of time in one place. So think about the ergonomics, your posture. Think about the tools, the telephony, the technology that you'll need around you. Then make sure you've got it to hand, and also consider switching off or removing distractions, so things like the TV, social media, phones that might go off. Again, try to kind of really get into the mindset and the physical space that you associate with work.
Yeah, completely agree. Just try to mirror work as much as you can, and it'll definitely make life easier for you. Actually, though, saying all of that, if you are working at home with lots of other people around, especially if that's children, all of the above may not necessarily be very practical to you. And it's certainly an added challenge if there are young children around the house or children that you need to try to home educate while they're off school. So in the light of that sort of challenge, I would suggest trying to split your day up as best you can so that you're covering childcare for part of the time and you have a private focused work time during other hours. Maybe you can arrange with your partner or someone who's living with you to share the workload as best as possible and keep to that quite strictly if you possibly can.
Yeah, loads of different ways to approach that. So whether you alternate by hour, whether you have one day on, one day off, or half days on and off, whatever works for you, basically. You may very well not get it right very quickly, but just keep going, basically.
Agreed. I think it's a case of trial and error, really, in that sort of situation.
And one of the other really important things is, if it's at all possible, you're appreciating the current circumstances, it may not be, but if you can get out of the house, even if it's into a garden space, to get out and get that physical, literal breath of fresh air, that's really important. Get some vitamin D. The other thing is to continue socialising. And again, there's no reason why you can't do that remotely. If you're not able to meet up with your friends and colleagues, then think about using technologies such as WebEx, Zoom, Skype, Google Hangouts or whatever.
Or even the simple telephone, just have a chat with somebody.
Yeah, so my team, for example, have just started doing a virtual coffee break every Friday morning, a time where we just socialise and see each other and catch up on what's been going on. So we really hope that has been a useful set of tools and advice for you in managing this difficult situation, trying to work from home. If you have any other tips, tricks, suggestions yourself, then please don't hesitate to let us know right into the comments below. And otherwise, we wish you all the very best in this time, and good luck with the homeworking.
Yes, stay healthy.